her solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So, who is Dominic Hirst then? We'll start nice and simple. Well, welcome to the studio, Dominic.
Hi. Dominic Hirst, well, he's just a lad who works in Harrogate, but I have a practice. I'm a lawyer, and we deal purely with disputes, litigation, aggravation for individuals and businesses. And some of those cases are big, some of them are small, from debts unpaid that need to be chased through the county court or not, negotiation or what have you to get paid, right the way through to very large, complicated business-to-business disputes involving construction, shareholders, contracts, you know, all sorts of aggravation. Sometimes it involves court proceedings, sometimes not. Sometimes it's getting round the table, put the kettle on, and talk our way through this problem.
It's very case by case, isn't
it? It's all case by case. And we have some great jobs. We have some routine jobs. Chasing invoices is routine for us.
Very many clients
just send us all their outstanding invoices when they fall into age debt, you know, after 30 days or 45 days or however long their terms are. They fire all the invoices to us. We know what the terms and conditions of that client are with their customers, and we will pursue those debts.
Is there quite a quick reaction of that? If I owed somebody, let's say, for example, I owed someone £100, as soon as I get a letter through the door or an email or whatever it is saying Dominic Hirst needs you to pay the money, I imagine that would quickly, fast.
Most cases, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Some cases, there's a bit of argy-bargy. I haven't got the money. Mm-hmm. Or I need to pay over time. And then in a few, it's not a question of can't pay. It's a question of won't pay.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, the service or the product is not right. And then we can get into the realms of discussing it. If there is an open dialogue going back and forth, it's probably going to be resolved without court proceedings.
Is it quite easy to get those people in the same room at the same time?
No, it isn't. but, you know, the threat of somebody like me coming after you through court is probably enough to entice you into a coffee and a biscuit round the table.
That sounds nicer,
yeah. Going to be the easier way, and it will cost you a lot less.
Okay.
Because if we win, on very many cases, my bill's going on top of whatever you're ordered to pay. We have all sorts of bizarre cases, you know, where the costs were really secondary to the issue, which was client had a Bengal cat.
Oh!
You know, pretty thing. Blue eyes.
I'm a total cat lover.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah. They're big, aren't they, Bengal?
Well, I mean, it just looked like a moggy to me, but, you know, he was passionate about this Bengal cat, which used to go out on a night time.
Mm-hmm.
Big night out, this cat used to enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that big night out was going to the neighbour's garden and beating up the neighbour's cat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the neighbour's cat was suffering, was being bullied.
And so you got both the cats together in one
room. Well, we tried that, but the neighbour wanted some compensation for the veterinary bills.
Oh, that's quite a severe Bengal night out, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. And a disagreement broke out over what was or was not fair. And the neighbour actually brought court proceedings under a law which he thought applied. And we turned up at court with land registry filed plans of the gardens as to what was and was not our title, all this sorts of things. But the bottom line was, you can't control a cat.
No.
Dangerous dog you can control.
Ah, that's true.
Other dangerous animals you can control, but a cat seemed to fall through the legislation somewhere.
How did that end then?
Next door agreed to keep their cat indoors.
Oh, right. What, and the Bengal could roam?
We agreed to rehome the Bengal
at
some point in the future when we found somewhere that, you know, would have been appropriate.
That was definitely one of your more unusual cases.
Yeah, we've had some we've had planes impounded because some of the parts that were found to have been used in service were not correct. Unfortunately, that didn't involve a long period of foreign travel for me, all expenses paid. Now
that's
I had to deal with
shame.
It from my desk. All sorts of disputes, mainly debts. That's where money tends to be the biggest problem.
Do you ever deal with the other side of it? So people will come to you if they are owed money. Do people ever come to you and say, oh, I owe all this money and I don't know what to do about it?
I don't mind which side I'm on.
Yeah, okay.
Poacher turned gamekeeper. Definitely. Definitely. And that's why people have a dim view of lawyers, don't they? You know, which side are you on? Well, I'm on the side of my client.
Mm-hmm. Whoever
that might be. And of course, acting for people and businesses who are trying to avoid paying what they dispute helps me when acting for businesses and clients who are trying to pursue what they're owed. Because I know what the various arguments are going to be to avoid liability.
You've seen both sides.
Yeah, of course, we've seen over 20 odd years. You like to think you've seen it all, but we haven't. We act for the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, right the way through to car finance companies and various big enterprises, which are doing business all the time, and sooner or later they make a decision which comes back to haunt them. That's the nature of...
It is.
That's human nature, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. So what should somebody do then? If someone's listening and they either owe a lot of money or are owed money, or not necessarily a lot, it can be a tiny amount, it could be vets bills. What would your advice be? How should they get in touch and where should they start?
If you think you've run out of road and you can't deal with it yourselves, you're not getting anywhere, then you can ring me, Dominic Hurst, at Dominic Hurst & Co Solicitors in Harrogate. Google us or look at dhurstlaw.com.
Okay, fantastic. Dominic, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dominic Hurst Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.